It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
Welcome to our listeners. We're back here with our guest, Miss Elaine Betts, author, speaker, and consultant in matters of organization and leadership. Our listener call-in line is 1-888-463-6748. And you can learn more about our show by looking us up on the World Wide Web at www.ourglobalhope.com. Elaine, what in your mind is the critical link between organization and success? I mean, there are plenty of people who have messy desks, but they're also brilliant and successful.
I would absolutely say it's knowing where you want to go and who you are as a person, what your purpose is, and what you're trying to achieve. I would say that that's the number one reason. It's like anything else. If you are looking to go on a journey and you don't know where you're going to go, well, any way will work. It doesn't necessarily get you to where you want to go. But using a roadmap, you can say, I want to get to a specific place, and you can take the direct or most direct road there.
Mm-hmm. Elaine, you have a messy desk contest, and you sometimes display these messy desks as winners for a prize. Can you tell us about that contest?
Yes, that's a contest I did about 3 years ago, and I did it really as an awareness factor for people to understand that it's a messy desk when you're trying to talk to a client or trying to find something. There's statistics out there which show that executives spend up to 20 minutes every day looking for misplaced items. And so on that level, that 20 minutes is something that you can alleviate. It's also something when you're talking to a client or somebody on the phone and you need to get to something, well, rustling through a whole pile of papers on your desk, not necessarily being able to find it, whereas if you can put your hands on it straight away, you have more of an impact, I think, and a confidence about you.
What are some of the essentials that you see as helping a modern executive, particularly young ones, but maybe older ones as well, be effective in terms of their personal organization? I mean, what's going to help somebody come up to speed?
Understanding who you are from the point of view, as we were talking earlier, introvert and extrovert people, but there's the analytical people and those who are very people orientated as well. And if you're a very analytical person, you tend to want more detail. Now, that can hold you up, especially in project management, and being aware of the fact that you're somebody who wants to have information. Maybe you're holding on to too much information, or maybe there's a way that you can balance that out so that you've got the critical things that you need on hand, but other things are filed elsewhere and not necessary to reach a deadline.
Charlie, when you think of all of the modern connections that mechanical time, computer time has now got a hold of our lives with, I mean, I'm thinking of PDAs and cell phones and computers and clocks and GPS positioning systems and everything else. Are we inundated with equipment that is supposed to organize us, or how does that work from your point of view?
Well, I think we, frankly, at least in the West, we live in what I call an ADD culture. Most of the successful leaders I am in touch with know when to unplug and when to plug in, and I'm sure Elaine can speak to this in more detail. Personalities vary. I'm a people person, and I know that I'm not going to spend 10 or 12 hours straight doing an analytical task unless I'm up against a deadline. I'm going to need interaction with human beings. That being said, my wife calls my cell phone, my iPhone, Telefonicus Umbilicus. She insists that I actually unplug occasionally and turn off the computer. So I think in your question to me, you have pointed out one of the key organizational principles that will help everyone succeed, and that is do not let your life be run by text messages and by email.
Elaine, what do you think about all of that?
Yes, absolutely. Are you the master of technology, or is the technology the master of you? I think is a key phrase there for people to look at, because if you don't know how to do something, or you get wrapped up in making sure that it's working right, you can spend hours, infinite hours, trying to make a computer work, when ask an expert, get them to do it, delegate some of those things that you don't necessarily need to know how to do. You just need to have them working for you. And some people are really, really key, in having to know how to do everything. Well, you don't necessarily need to know how to do everything. You can have something set up for you so that it works. And then scheduling it so that you're not completely distracted by emails coming in. Look at it 3 times a day, maybe. Have your voice message say on your phone that, you know, you're actually busy working with somebody and that your time is very important to that person, as it will be when they get round to talking to you. Again, distractions and disruptions can make a project 500% more in time than it needs to be. So if you're forever stop starting to look at email, answer the phone, there's ways you can work around that, even when you're in a customer service environment where you absolutely need to be present to your customers.
Elaine, when I think about issues of organization, my mind also wanders towards organizations as systems and as cultures. And I think back to some of my studies that included metaphors, that some people think of organizations like a clock or a machine, and others like a spider's web. And these metaphors tend to drive the culture, so that some cultures are very kind of loose in terms of their business cultures, and others are very formal, let's put it that way. Do you work well in both cultures?
Yes, I do. Because of my detailed background in the pharmaceutical industry, I actually find I work very well with attorneys, where they have a lot of information that they have to keep hold of for legal reasons, obviously, and they can get very caught up with time frame, paperwork, having to deal with a lot of things. So absolutely work with that environment, and also those who are very people orientated in a customer service environment, where again they still have goals to reach. But the clients are the people that are coming into their environment, and so they have to be present to them too. So sales environments, very people-orientated. How do you get there? I work with people at both ends of the spectrum.
Charlie, when you think of some of the classics of organizational theory, I remember time and motion studies where people actually got out stopwatches to check how the manufacturing process was working, and their commitment was purely to efficiency. And then there's others like Max Weber who've talked about issues of bureaucracy. How do some of those theories come into play with what Elaine would advise on a practical level?
You know, I think they really vary person to person and company to company. I think it's vital that there be clear boundaries. That's a vital word here, and there be clear goals and timelines to get there. But for instance, my own work habits are kind of an example. I will tend to work for hours very intensely on one thing and then go to another, as opposed to doing a little bit of several things in the course of a day. And others may be of a different proclivity. The key thing is, at those due dates, are things well done, and are the people well served? And one of the things that leaders can do, managers can do, is really have an understanding of the people that they are serving as bosses, as it were, and unleash them to accomplish a task, knowing that some will get there in a straight line with every detail in order, and some will meander. But if they get there at the same time with the same quality, it's okay.
Well, as we go into our second break, I want to again remind listeners that you can learn more about our show on the World Wide Web at www.ourglobalhope.com. We'll be right back with Elaine Betts for more world-changing leadership talk.